Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome sa My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera. Mapautang man yan, ipon, insurance, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang My Peraan question ay galing kay Riza. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 36 years old, may asawa, wala pang anak, halos 7 taon ng permanenteng residente sa Australia at nagtatrabaho ng full-time bilang manager sa isang bangko sa New South Wales. Pakinggan natin ang kwento ni Riza. Kamusta po? Mapalad po kami ng aking asawa na makabili ng bahay last year. Masasabing maluwag naman ang aming buhay dahil bukod sa may ipon ay magaan naman ang mortgage namin. Ngayon pong bayaran na ng tax. Ramdam namin na malaki-laki ang babayaran namin. Pinayuhan kami ng ilang mga kaibigan na mabisang paraan daw ng pagbaba ng tax ang pag-iinvest sa real estate. Sa totoo lang, first time po naming sumubok sa pag-iinvest kaya walang kasiguruhan at hindi gaanong panatag ang aming loob. Ang tanong ko po ay, maaari po bang mapababa ang tax sa pamamagitan ng pag-invest sa property? Ano-ano ang mga bagay na dapat suriin bago namin ito pasukin? Yan ang may peraan question mula kay Riza. At para maliwanagan siya, makakasama natin muli ang finance expert na si Michelle Baltazar. Sige po, i-share nyo sa amin ang inyong wisdom, Ms. Michelle.
All right, you have saved up for your first house, Riza. So you've already done the right steps here. Ang sinasabi siguro ng kaibigan mo ay yung dinidescribe dito sa Australia na ang tawag ay negative gearing.
Negative gearing. Okay.
Yes.
Explain po.
Okay. Paano ba natin to i-explain nang hindi magpapatulog ng tao? Napaka-importante ang negative gearing kasi ang ibig sabihin niya ay ang gobyerno dito sa Australia gusto nilang tulungan tayong mga middle class or, you know, lower to middle class na makabili ng bahay. So how do they do that? Merong mga subsidies or mga incentives para bumili ka ng bahay. For example, kung ang kinikita mo ay $80,000 or $60,000, may kinakaltas na tax dyan. At napakalaki ng tax dito sa Australia where it can be anywhere between 15% of your salary to as high as 50%, 50. So, ibig sabihin, ang joke dito sa Australia, pag maganda ng trabaho mo, dalawang araw, Monday, Tuesday, ang pasok mo para lang talaga sa gobyerno sa tax at ang kinikita mo ay yung 3 days lang. Yan ang sitwasyon dito. So, kung maganda ang jobs ninyo, I'm assuming na siguro your joint income ay $120,000 or $140,000. Kung bumili kayo ng bahay, merong tinatawag na mortgage cost or parang repayment kung bumili ka ng investment property. Okay, bibilisan ko na. Okay. Pag meron kang investment property and it earns, say, $100 a week kung ipaparenta mo, so bale $400 a month ang kinikita mo. Pero ang binabayaran mo sa gobyerno ay $600. So medyo lugi ka ng $200. Diyan pumapasok ang negative gearing. Sasabihin ng gobyerno, you've lost money from buying a property. So imbis na ang binabayaran mo, sabihin na natin sa tax ay $20,000, nababalik mo yung $10,000 if you have investment property. So yes, if you can afford it, please do. Ang disclaimer ko is rules change, government rules change. So just be prepared that it might change at some point. But at the moment, the law states you can get negative gearing benefits.
Ang galing. Okay, klaro naman po siya from my end. Sana ganun din sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Pero siguro po para lang maliwanagan ulit si Riza, no? Sabi niya kasi halos mag-iisang taon pa lang sila dun sa bagong bahay na nila. Is there such a thing as, you know, investing too early sa bagong property? Or is any time a good time to invest and get into the market?
Okay. Good question. At I'm really interested that you're very well motivated. Gusto mo na namang umutang after a year. Good luck, ha? Okay. After negative gearing, another term that I would like to introduce is equity. So equity is when the value of your property goes up. Halimbawa sa akin, if I bought a property for 200,000 at ngayon ay 400,000 na siya, meron akong 200,000 equity. Ngayon, if it's only been a year, again, I'm not a financial advisor, so this is not personal advice. I would not advise you to borrow, not because it's not a good thing to do. It's because you are just getting used to paying a big debt. And there is no equity pa sa bahay mo. Yung value ng bahay mo, sigurado ako, konti pa lang ang angat niyan in the space of 12 months.
Okay, that's very sound. That's really good, sound advice po. Kasi sabi niyo nga, wala pang equity yan. At siguro kailangan ba muna nilang masanay sa monthly na pagbabayad?
Napakahirap, oo. They're usually, sa Australia, the average house is 920,000. Bale, every month, ang kakaltasin sa sweldo mo can be anywhere between, sabihin na natin, 3,000 to 5,000, ganun. So, it's a big lifestyle change. Hindi ka na makikita ng mga kaibigan mo once you have a house.
Puro webinar na lang at Zoom. Okay, sige po, kasi we might be running out of time. Quickly lang po, pros and cons sa pag-invest sa property ngayon, considering yung rock bottom interest rates, even for people like Riza, anong maipapayo ninyo?
There is really no good time to buy property. What you are doing is investing in time. At saka hindi ka sigurado kung may trabaho ka in 3 years or 5 years. So kung may stable job ka na, you need to look at investing. And it could be property or it could be shares.
Okay, property or shares, which we can touch on in our succeeding episodes. Anything else you'd like to add to the pros before we move on to the cons?
No, I think that's really the focus, the fact that it's cheap to borrow money right now. And there are predictions that the interest rates will go up. So that might happen in 3 years. So you might want to take advantage of the very favorable interest rates ngayon. In terms of the cons, very obvious ones. One, if your personal situation changes, hindi mo na kayang bayaran, you have a big fat $500,000 loan on your bank balance. So the con is you really have to make sure that you manage your money and you save, because it is a big decision. Buying a house is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make in your life.
Ayan, ang galing, galing. Okay, and siguro, last na talaga, final word sa mga kagaya ni Riza na hindi pa buo ang loob na pasukan ng property investment, pero kayang-kaya naman. At yun na nga, sabi niyo, mukha namang ang circumstances ay very supportive of you know, those who might want to cash in on the property market or property investments for that matter. Go ahead po.
Yes. So final words, Riza, lakasan mo ng loob mo. Nag-asawa ka na, nakabili ka na ng bahay, kayang-kaya mo yan. The proviso is make sure you have an emergency fund and make sure you have 3 months worth of income or salary in case your situation changes. Kasi you don't want to be in a situation na desperado kang ibenta yung property mo if you can't afford it. But based on my experience writing about property investing in the past 2 decades, it's always good to invest early than late. And if you can do it, just go ahead and take the leap.
Maraming salamat sa ating tampok na eksperto para sa linggong ito. Walang iba kundi si Ms. Michelle Baltazar. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, mag-email lang sa amin, filipino.program@ sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naman naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.